What is the purpose of life? That's a mighty small question, huh? Shoot, that's a question, folks, people have been trying to answer since the dawn of time. But what is the purpose of life? Well, when you read it biblically, initially our purpose was to live on earth with the Lord and be his family and he our father. But a few people decided they wanted to sin, and they kind of messed that one up. So the purpose sort of changed. Now, our purpose went from being a perfect family to being a humble person who acknowledged our sins and accept the fact that without the Lord, we can't stand in his presence, and we need to accept him as Savior and Lord. Now, some people might ask, and actually it's a valid question, then why didn't we just be given a chance to accept Christ, and if we did, go right to heaven, be done with it? Why do we have to live this life? Why do we have to go through all this suffering? And you know something? I understand. We've all gone through that. We've all suffered and gone, why? What is the reason? What is the reason for cancer? What is the reason for children dying? What's the reason for all the things that are going on today? Wars and corrupt governments. Yeah, that's a very, very valid and very important question. So let me try to answer that with an illustration. Hopefully this clears it up a little bit for you. But let me give you an illustration here. When sin entered the world, the purpose of life changed from, let's say, starring in the play, in other words, being in God's family, now to auditioning for it. No, I'm not saying we earn our way into heaven. The Bible says our acts, no matter how good, are like filthy rags compared to what the Lord has done for us. What I'm saying is this. Life is like a dress rehearsal. The director, God, has given us our individual talents and a role to play. Then he watches to see what kind of actors we are. Do we practice our parts diligently, or are we lazy and don't care? Do we eagerly accept his direction, or do we try to run the show ourselves? Do we help others with their roles, or do we try to trip them up, hoping their failure makes us look better? Do we accept the role the director has given us, even if it's menial or small? Or do we scream and yell in arrogance that we should be the star of the show and have the biggest part? Do we take good care of the director's equipment? Or do we just carelessly abuse it? Or even worse, willingly damage it just to spite him? Do we follow the director's script, wanting to bring him glory? Or do we try and change the script to bring ourselves glory? You see, folks, life on earth is not about acquiring wealth or status. It's not about getting married, having a house with a white picket fence, two children, a dog, a cat, and a parakeet. It's about showing your true colors. This dress rehearsal separates the sheep from the goats, the good actors from the bad. It proves for all to see what kind of a person we really are. On the day of judgment, folks, no one will claim that they're being wronged. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The actions and beliefs of your heart are going to be tested with fire. And sadly, I hate to tell you, what most people bring before the Lord is going to turn to ash. So, here's the question you might be asking. How in the world can I ever pass the director's test since I'm imperfect, can never have a perfect part, and can never play a perfect role? Now, here's your answer. God knows you're imperfect. That's why he sent his son to help you out. You see, the Lord doesn't demand you be perfect. He demands that you be humble. Christ is perfect and became the perfect sacrifice. That's the only perfection the Lord demands. The only demand on you is to accept that you're imperfect and need a perfect Savior. But sadly, folks, just looking around the world, you can see that most people, because of their arrogance, refuse to do this. They would rather remain God's enemy than accept his gift and once again become part of his family. The real question is, on this rehearsal stage, where do you stand?